My special guest today is Brooker Belcourt. Brooker is the Chief Executive Officer and founder of Covey. Brooker is a Canadian native turned longtime New York City resident. Brooker spent over a decade embedded in East Coast-based finance community, where he managed fintech and internet portfolios as large as $300 million for companies such as Goldman Sachs, Tiger Management, and Citadel. In 2019, he took a break from his career as an analyst and started to build Covey as a tool to test and track his own investing strategies. Brooker quickly realized the potential for Covey to become a ubiquitous tool that can be used to find and reward the world's next money managers. Covey levels the playing field for wealth creation by allowing users from any background, regardless of their level of education, location, etc., to gain rewards for the best investing ideas, while simultaneously providing a way for others to invest alongside them. Brooker loves to chat about stocks, markets, crypto, big ideas, and history, and you can find him bantering with other experts and hobbyists on Twitter and in the Covey Discord channels, and you can find him on the podcast bantering with me. Welcome to the show, Brooker.
Great intro, Andrew. Andrew, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, why don't you just give a little bit more detailed background on yourself, and then why did you start Covey? So tell us a little bit about how you got into trading, and then what's the reason for this Covey.io to exist?
For sure. So I've been an investment analyst for the last 7 years, as you said, most recently at Citadel, making long and short investments into internet stocks, fintech stocks, generally tech stocks. And over that time, I interviewed for a ton of spots. I was interviewing other candidates for spots. And I came across this problem that if you're an amazing stock picker, you know, an amazing investment analyst, and you shout all you want on Twitter, you post your trades, you do YouTube videos, like, you may not be discovered. And even if you are discovered, people aren't going to trust you. And so that's like a real disservice to society, that we have no infrastructure to find the next great Warren Buffett. And when you think about like sports, if you're an amazing baseball player, we'll track you down and we'll probably know about you in high school and we'll be watching you. You'll be on an ESPN leaderboard and we'll all know about you. That's awesome, because we'll get the best athletes rising to the top. But it's just weird that in investment analysts, we don't do that. And that sucks that we're not elevating people from any background to the top. And it also sucks for a lot of other people who could give them their money and profit from investing behind an amazing analyst. And so Covey seeks to find and reward the next great investment analysts so that we can all copy them and generate more wealth.
That is a obvious problem. There's no recruiters. There's no like talent agency for traders. It's like the minute you said it, I was like, yeah, that is a kind of a gap. Can you tell us about like Covey? Like, how are you fixing that with Covey? Like, what kind of tools have you been building?
So the big problem is, so there are some recruiters. The problem is they go to Ivy League schools and they go to investment banks like Goldman Sachs to find you. So if you didn't go to an Ivy League school and you don't work at some investment bank, you won't be found. And it's not to say that these hedge funds are doing bad things. They just don't have the resources to go and search all over the world to find the best. And so what Covey seeks to do is allow anyone to create a virtual portfolio of stocks, ETFs, or even cryptocurrencies. And then we start tracking it in real time, like 50 metrics every 5 minutes. You'll get like hedge fund level data. So you can start to credentialize yourself, see what like a hedge fund style investment analyst would look at, and then start building a track record. And we have the leaderboard that you can compete on every single month. And as you rise to the top, our goal is to start rewarding you. And we reward you with tokens right now. And so you can rise to the top, get rewarded, build credentials for yourself. And then you can use that track record for a lot of things. You can use it to get a job. You can use it to launch a fund, and hopefully you can use it as well when we launch a new product, this copy trading product in 2023.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. This is something new. You've got the infrastructure in place where I can come in and build a portfolio, track, and kind of advertise my performance, almost like a resume. If you will, that is like if I was in sports, I'd have like a real tape. But if I was at Covey, I'd have my back tested performance. Tell us about this next feature that you're launching.
This is what we're really excited about. So as you're saying, we've built this supply, but think of us more like a marketplace. We've got all these amazing analysts, hundreds of them, competing in real time, and the best of them are incredible. Our top 10% of analysts go on to beat the market in following months. And so just finding the best in 2021 and investing them in 2022, you will beat the market. They're up 20% this year in a down market. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So this supply side, we need to be able to figure out a way for others to access that amazing talent of analysts. So we're going to build an app that allows people to deposit real money, so $1,000, and you get to invest in purely the best analysts coming out of Covey. We're really excited about that. That will launch midway through 2023.
Right. So that's like an ability for people who are like, I'm not the best investment manager. Like to kind of get what very wealthy people would have access to, where they can put their funds with a active investment manager. And that's kind of, that's a good idea, I think, because those normal folks, Main Street folks who maybe aren't rich enough to benefit from having a hedge fund pick an investment manager for them, can benefit from that same sort of return. And you're launching that later this year, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that if you want to invest in a hedge fund, you need $1 million of assets. So most of us can't do that, unfortunately.
Yeah. That doesn't seem quite right. So being able to do it with 1,000 sounds good. Can people sign up for like something on your website if they want to get involved in that and be alerted when this is going live?
Yeah, you can just head over to Covey.io. Covey.io. We got lots of information about it there. I definitely encourage you to start competing as well in this competition we have right now. I think it's really fun. And if you're great, you rise to the top and you can earn a lot of rewards. If you're not great, you get to see what others are doing and you can start copying their portfolios, even just looking at it now.
Let's talk a little bit about this problem that like the recruiting that the small amount of recruiting that happens for a talented money manager happens over at like Harvard or, you know, some of these kind of elite institutions where the majority of people never get a chance to be discovered. Like, why is that such a big problem? Like, is that just because you're only getting a very small number of people going into these fields and doing this kind of work? Is that the main problem, or is it a problem of exclusion?
I think it's a problem that there's this difficulty to try and find like what are the attributes that make a great investor and what recruiting departments have concluded is that if you went to an Ivy League school or worked at Morgan Stanley, for some reason, they believe that is the attribute that makes someone a great analyst. And what's happened over the last 3 or so years is we've seen the rise of Wall Street Bets, Reddit, and FinTwit. And that's raising a lot of flags and saying, hey, maybe all the best analysts, the best stock pickers are not actually at these Ivy League schools and working at Morgan Stanley. There's a lot of them that seem to be all over the world and having totally different career paths. And so there's a bit of like a reckoning happening for that now. But the trouble is you face, well, it's like, well, how do I sort through millions of possible candidates and find the best? And I think to me, what makes the best analysts is their track record. And that's awesome because it doesn't matter what school they went to. It doesn't matter where they live. If that person can put up results, to me, they are the best. And track records, I think, are one of the few attributes of someone that can allow you to predict how they will do in the future. We can talk about that data. I think that's really important. But I think of all the attributes, school, demographic information, age, all that stuff, I think it's really the only thing that is actually a reliable indicator of future investment skill is historical investment skill.
Right. Let's talk about how you track that. This is kind of like a proof is in the pudding, or like, you know, you're the best basketball player because you won the most games, or the teams you were on did better. Like, we're pretty familiar, I think, as a society with, you know, saying, all right, you claim to be a good money manager, or we think you have the potential for it. Let's see how well you did. How do you track a portfolio for these people? So they come to your website, they make a mock portfolio. What does that experience look like for them? And then if I'm looking at that data, what kind of, and I want to say like, oh, they were good or they were bad. Is it just total return, the outcome metric?
Yeah. So to come to Covey, you just have to enter in a position. So let's say Facebook and then a percent, 10%. Then you enter in 5 or 10 of those. So Facebook, 10%, S&P, 10%, Ethereum, 10%, Tesla, 10%. Hit save portfolio, and then you're entered in to the competition. All the metrics are tracked. Now you ask, how does the competition determine who the best is? Right, that's actually like kind of subjective. And so originally we launched it and we were thinking, oh, we'll just do percent return. And then it created all this bad behavior where people would lever up. So they would go 100% long Facebook, 100% long Ethereum, 100% long S&P. So they would have this leverage 5 times or so the amount of cash. And in 1 month, they could do 5 times what the market returned. But then the next month, they would go bankrupt. And so it created all this like really bad behavior. And we thought, well, there's probably a better way to reward people on a short-term basis, but to think about them more as a long-term analyst. And so we created with our community this thing called the alpha algorithm, which takes into account more metrics than just your total return. It takes into account how much your portfolio goes up and down, the volatility of it.
Yeah.
Takes into account like how many of your ideas are profitable. And so it takes into account a bunch more metrics and allows us to think more long-term about an analyst. And so that's our selection process. And the cool thing is our community constantly adjusts it. We just rolled out a change to it on September 1st that our community voted on. And I think that's the best, is the community's putting all this data together and then coming up with a way to reward the talent.
Interesting. What was that change on the 1st?
And so the change was it was another behavior where we see people being really aggressive. And because it's all virtual portfolios, there's no skin in the game. And so we wanted to add a little bit of skin in the game. And so we're adding this idea of staking. So in order to earn Covey tokens, the tokens we pay out, you have to stake the Covey tokens to earn them, to prove that, hey, maybe I have 100 accounts, but I'm going to stake one of them. And this is my main account, and you should look at me here. And so that will reduce spam, put a little bit of skin in the game. And so that switch we just voted on. And so that will be rolling out in our community very soon.
Okay. Now I love this. This is the difference between like a short term being the best. And I learned this in 8th grade when I participated in my first stock market competition. It was just total return. And I realized immediately that if I put 100% of my mock portfolio into one extremely volatile stock, that was going to get me the best chances of winning, right? But if I am going to follow an investor, you don't want to be taking on that much risk, right? So you've come up with an alpha algorithm, which is a great marketing branding name, that is based on more than just alpha in a short-term window. It's based on a lot of the kinds of things that I would look for if I wanted to put $1,000 of my own money behind a strategy, the kind of things that make it long-term. And staking your tokens seems to be one of those things that the community decided on. Can you talk a little bit more about the tokens that are underlying this whole thing? Because now you've got crypto involved in it. You're on the Ether blockchain. But the idea is that these tokens will be worth something someday, and they're also a way to kind of keep score of who is doing the best.
For sure. I'm happy to explain that. And just to give context, though, to use Covey.io, you don't need to know anything about blockchain. It can be like very, very simple. It's one of the few places where we use blockchain to help us do a lot of cool things, but you don't need to know about it. It's very straightforward. But the rewards are paid out in a token. And this token, we call it the Covey token. And the reason you would want one of these is a few parts, right? So it allows you to vote on the future rewards. So it allows you to control that alpha algorithm. So it has this governance part to it. And then two, it allows you to stake to then earn more tokens. So you can boost up your rewards by staking Covey tokens. And if you don't stake or you go bankrupt, you start to lose rewards. And so that is another part. And then the third part, bringing it right back to the future products we're going to launch, the copy trading product, if you hold these Covey tokens, it will allow you to get discounts on the fees of the investment products that are built on our community. And so this is a similar model that Binance does, or FTX, the two largest exchanges in the crypto world. They allow users who own the tokens to get discounts on trading fees. So very similar. We'll allow people to get discounts on the 1% fee that we'll charge for the copy trading product.
Gotcha. So you're getting people involved by giving them these tokens, but the idea is also long term. Is that if I'm going to manage money and use Covey products and follow someone else's portfolio with my own real money, there's actually a benefit to me to having the tokens. But it's kind of a long term play. It's not in the form of like, hey, we're just going to pay you out right now and here's your little payoff. It's you get a discount on having some of your funds managed this way or using some of these products. It's kind of a long-term mentality.
Yeah, for sure. And if you think about our analysts, they love looking at companies and analyzing companies, and they're passionate about the markets. They're crazy smart, and they know that if they're contributing this data to the Covey community, this data of their portfolio, their ideas, that data has value. So they should get something for it. And so we deliver them tokens if that data that they contribute does well. That those tokens, what they are meant to do is at a high level is represent some of the value of all this data that's being contributed. And so you can earn tokens now. And of course, that data becomes bigger and bigger and bigger over time. And so it becomes more valuable over time. But those tokens, you'll own them. And so you'll always have a little bit of a slice of this Covey community.
Yes, I love it. Can you talk about how the analysts that are proving out their skills and showing that they can create outsized returns over a long haul, how are they doing their research? How are they coming up with these ideas? Are they going off the platform and looking and doing traditional research using a terminal, or are they in Wall Street Bets community somewhere on disk and some sort of Discord server? Like, where do they do their research to build these portfolios?
Yeah, we have so many different types of analysts on here. We have the people that you see on FinTwit. We have a lot of students on here. We have people who work in finance on here, and they're using all different types of methods. I would say a lot of them are what you call a fundamental analyst. So someone who looks at the underlying metrics of a business and projects them out and thinks about what that business will look like in 18 months or 5 years and invest based on that. I think a lot of people do that. There's definitely some chatter on technical analysts and more short-term investing in our Discord. So people focus on that as well. Then there's other people testing out their quant program. And so you can also use Covey through code, very simple, like three lines of code to update your portfolio. And so a lot of people are testing quant strategies on Covey and trying to build some sort of reputation around that.
Gotcha. So they're, you don't really care what kind of analyst they are or where they come from. And the idea is there's probably a lot of diversity in how good research and good decision making happens. It's not just use this one tool.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's like you hear about Warren Buffett going on about his value investing method. And I think that it's, he built that track record first and then started promoting this value investing after it did so well. I think that's hopefully what we'll see with Covey is people are going to build an amazing track record and then build some story around their process after the fact and share it. But above all else, let's figure out the best track record and then let's listen to the story of that person, because we don't need to listen to the story of all these other people if they're not doing well. Let's focus on what works.
In psychology, we call that appreciative inquiry. I love that idea. So they can do the research anywhere, but they can also come from anywhere. Is this a little bit of a disruptive idea that they don't just have to get sucked into a hedge fund through the typical recruiting channels and then do their research however that hedge fund does and then cater to millionaires? This is something that everybody can use. Can you talk a little bit about your vision? Like, you're building all these tools and laying this foundation that we can track the portfolios and get some evidence for who's a good analyst. And then we can let normal people who aren't millionaires follow their performance and reward the investors as well. Where is this good? Is this heading? Is this heading towards lots of money coming in and following your top performing analysts? Or is it lots of small amounts of money from lots of people? Like, where do you see this going over the next few years?
A big problem we see, in addition to the fact that you can't find this amazing talent that we know is out there in this world, on the other side, I see this problem that active management, where like someone is managing your money, a real person, that industry is dying. And if you search active management is dead in Google, you're going to have like hundreds of articles. And so the Financial Times wrote an article on this. And active management, so that's like mutual funds, is a great example, one of the biggest sectors of active management. They've lost $3 trillion in the last decade. That's crazy. And so you see that anecdotally in society, where we don't really trust mutual funds as much as we used to. And that's probably in part because they're managed by companies like JP Morgan and Wells Fargo, may not be the most trustworthy brands these days. Mm-hmm. And so that industry is getting absolutely killed. And that's leaving people to fend for themselves on Robinhood, on all these other, like public.com, all these apps. But the trouble with that is, like, if you look at Robinhood over the last couple of years, you can actually go into their filings and you can see how much money the investors on that platform are making, so like the users of that platform. And over the last 2 years, the markets, you know, since the bottom, let's say the bottom of COVID, the market's gone up like 50% since the COVID bottom to today, even after the drawdown. We're in like mid-September. And you would expect that Robinhood users would have made a lot of money over that period, but they've actually lost money. Oh. And that's horrible. Like, we've created this product where people are just losing their savings in it. And so I don't think everyone should be a manager, but you don't have a place to turn, right? So I know a lot of people are going to resonate with this. Their account, they probably did lose money in, and it's probably down right now. And so maybe not all of us should be playing in the Super Bowl and getting just beaten. Like, maybe we should elect the top 1% of us to the Super Bowl and let them play on our behalf.
And yes.
Just because we can download Robinhood and compete with Citadel and all of these Goldman Sachs, compete with these places, like, maybe that doesn't mean we should. But the trouble is there's just nothing out there. And so long term, I really want to find a way to get access to this amazing talent and then allow anyone to trust that talent and put their money behind them and focus on the stuff that they love doing, not necessarily be out there picking stocks on a day-to-day basis, because we're not all good at it. But there are people who are great at it, and we can invest in them. And I think that we can generate more wealth for all the people who are on Covey. And I think that's really exciting to me.
Yeah, I like that That's a terrifying thought that Robinhood's users are losing money. And it sounds like your vision is to be an alternative to that that doesn't say everybody has to go to passive management or that active management is only for a small number of people. It's that, like, instead of having a rec league where everybody gets a trophy, we have really, really great investors. The top tier of folks can invest and we can be on their team. We can root for their team rather than be out there getting smeared by a tackle and on an actual football field. So what's the roadmap? You're going to allow folks to follow the top investors. You're going to give a choice to people who want active management but don't want to do it themselves because that's not their area of expertise. They're not the best at that. They're the best at something else. You're going to build that feature out, and that's coming soon, and reward folks that do that. And how are you going to get there? How are you going to spread this so that the investors can perform really well, and then the rest of us can take partake in their success? Like, what's the roadmap over the next few years to get the platform to that place?
Yeah, I think the hardest part was definitely getting people interested in Covey on the promise that we'll deliver these rewards, on the promise that we'll deliver this app that will allow other people to invest in their ideas. And so we've got amazing talent on Covey. We have hundreds of analysts. And if you look at the top 10% of our analysts, they outperform the market. So that part looks amazing. I'm so happy that actually happened and our thesis did play out, that investing in great analysts will work in the future. And so that was definitely the hard part. Now what we have to do is much more just logistics of building an app that allows someone to deposit $1,000 and invest into these top analysts. And so that part is, I guess, more about execution. And so we should be able to deliver that in the summer of 2023 and be able to onboard people. Right now, you can go to Covey.io. You can see what the top analysts are invested in. I do this. I copy those trades in my Fidelity account. So you can do that. It's a pain. And I think it's well worth a 1% fee to have us do all that work for you. And so we really want to do that.
So that's the part of your business model going forward, is you're going to make this easy to get involved in active management. And you're not going to charge 2 and 20 like some of the bigger active managers or be like a mutual fund. You're going to have a small fee that is worth the convenience of having an easy system to follow folks. And the value that Covey's going to provide is in bringing up those analysts and lifting them up and promoting them and allowing some sort of vetting process so that you're not just talking to the loudest voice on Wall Street Bets. You're actually following someone who has a track record. And that's where the infrastructure is going, is into allowing that to happen for your average investor.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, okay. I love it. The website is Covey, Covey.io. You can check it out there. And would you say you're trying right now, is your main goal to attract analysts that want to show and build the track record and prove that they're good at what they say they are?
Yes, that's it. If people who are passionate about investing, people who think about it when they wake up and think about it at 9:30 and at 4 p.m., if you love it, or if you want to get better and you want to learn a little bit more, maybe you want to get into the world of finance, start joining our competition. See where you stack up on the leaderboard. Best case, you rise to the top, you earn a lot of rewards. Worst case, you're at the bottom and then you get to see what other people are doing and know that, hey, I should follow some of their ideas and put that in my actual cash portfolio because I'll do much better than doing my own.
Yeah, that feedback and performance improvement of having yourself be tracked, I don't think that can be understated. You hear people say if you want to improve or something, track it, right? And I think a lot of folks who think they know what they're doing don't have a good way to do that. And it sounds like the answer's here at Covey.io. Brooker, it was amazing to hear about it. It's a different idea. I've never heard this kind of approach before to tracking portfolios. Thanks so much for coming on the show and telling us about it. And I hope a lot of the audience right now is coming to your site and will sign up, and you'll actually find some great analysts out of our audience.
I hope so too. I look forward to seeing you all on the leaderboard.
Awesome. Thanks, Brooker.